They are trying to hard count. Here's the snap. Fourth and five. Jones flushed out, rolling to his left, looking, rolling, running, throwing on the run to the sideline. The Giants think he caught it.
Wow.
Did he catch it? No, now another one comes in and says incomplete.
Throwing the field is an incomplete pass. Dallas will take over first and 10.
Ball game. See you later. Cowboys win. Dak Prescott with his 13th straight W over the New York Giants. And we're talking about it with the Cowboys Friday here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. They checking neighbors for a concussion on that?
Yeah, they are.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was in, Brian Burns was at his locker doing media last night, and Jordan Renan said from ESPN that in the middle of it, he like called out to the other side of the locker when he saw Malik Nabers, and he was like, Malik, are you good? And that Malik Nabers just looked over, shook his head, and walked off.
Shook his head no,
walked off, went to talk to Brian Daboll.
That's a bad man. I'm glad he's on my fantasy teams. 12 for 115. He was targeted 15 times. What was your scouting report, and what was the scouting report on him coming out? Because this looks like Odell 2.0 for them.
Yeah, I mean, he was an absolute stud. Like, he was absolutely, when you looked at the top three receivers there, when it was Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison Jr., and Rome Odunze, a lot of people felt like any of those three, you can stack them however you want, and they're really good. But there was definitely like a late push for Nabers as being a guy who some people thought was even better than Harrison, and it's because of the way that he attacks the football, the physicality, the way that he can work in space. He is just, he's got the elusive lateral speed. He's got all that sort of stuff, but he's still big and he's really physical. And I know for a lot of people, they felt like he was you mentioned Odell Beckham. A lot of people, I think, felt like he was kind of a Terrell Owens starter kit, if you want to get that, in terms of a guy who, he's pretty big, and he's got room to fill out. He's not as big as T.O. was, but he's big and he's physical. The play style, the way that he moves and the way that he like breaks tackles, it's very similar.
Wow. Yeah, I wouldn't think there was any size comparison myself, but he is a freaking stud. But he's getting checked for the concussion after what happened last night. All right, your star up, your star down, brought to you by Crown Royal. Proud to be the official whiskey of the NFL. We have to get to our star downs and your phone calls here on Sean and RJ. All right, my star downs, the three and out after taking the ball. That was very uninspiring. Andrew Booth. I tweeted, get him off the field, and then I backtracked and said, oh, I forgot, everyone's hurt. So he has to be out there. And by the way, before we leave the neighbor stuff, props to Diggs, because it seemed like Trayvon started traveling with him. And it was like, all right, because a lot of Tolos early on were like, yo, man, you paid Diggs, Mike Zimmer, what are you doing? Diggs should be with neighbors every single play. And it seemed like that started to happen in the second half.
Yeah, he looked like he was moving around a little bit more. I did notice there were a couple times where, I don't know if it was the motion or the way that they were setting things up, that Diggs ended up on the other side of the formation from where he normally is, and Nabers wasn't over there. And so I don't know if that was just a schematic thing where they were adjusting some stuff and got the Cowboys caught, but it did look like he was following him more as an adjustment when it was like, we got to do something about him.
And you had texted us at halftime, if Brian Daboll does not target Booth every single play, that is negligence. Nabers got him on the first drive for 39. He fell against Slayton with a gain for 28. Third and eight, they went to neighbors against him. They got to keep him away from the field. He has to go, probably.
I mean, honestly, the thing I thought was like, that's enough to get you cut. I feel like go find somebody else to play. Call somebody up from the practice squad. That he's not going to cut it.
Is their practice squad littered with players like that?
I mean, you've got Oruwariye, you've got Keeman Hall on the practice squad. You've still got Israel Mukwamah who can play corner. I mean, they're bodies you can put out there, and he is right now just a body. So
what about the night for Tyler Guyton? Hold on second and goal from the five, a dumb football suicide play. I actually don't know on that one if that was the best call. We'll get to the referees later on.
Shocker.
Get to the referees later on. Al Somnia Choppy. But you go from the 5 to the 15. He held Thibodeau before the half. Third and one hold. Like, this, do I have to apologize to Chime Udoga and the Cowboys offensive line coach who did not want Guyton to start off the year?
I don't know. So It did not. It was not good. It was really bad. He was the top star down for me. Was Tyler Guyton, because it was three holding calls. It was pressures that he was giving up. Now, the note from Next Gen Stats is like, this is the lowest pressure rate ever given up in a game in the history of Next Gen Stats tracking. They gave up 14% pressure in this game. But
the
Cowboys
offensive line had the greatest Next Gen performance ever.
Yep,
in pass protection.
The note yesterday, which is again why I say it's a little like, okay, how exactly are we defining some of this? Because it didn't look that good. But yeah, the Giants produced a 14.3% pressure rate. That's the lowest by any team, and not in the air. It's this season.
14.3%.
I imagine all of those came from Guyton, because Guyton just. It seemed like
he was fine.
Guyton, I know, gave up. I think at one point Amazon had the note up that Guyton had given up four pressures in the game already. And so that must have been all of it right there. But Guyton was not good yesterday. He is somebody who there have been a couple times where I thought he played worse than when I watched the tape back. I'm like, oh, okay, he played better. But this yesterday with all of the penalty issues and then a lot of the communication stuff, it just he was very clearly the weak link yesterday. And he wasn't even the one taking burns most of the time.
I mean, he was, and that's look. That's part of it is you know, rookie. Because I'll tell you this: this team does not miss on offensive linemen generally that they pick high.
Yeah,
generally that they do not miss on offensive linemen. So my assumption is that he will be fine eventually. It's not we're not there yet.
Let's get to some of the Tolos on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Rick in Maybank. Rick, you are live on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Go ahead.
Morning, fellas. So, Bobby.
well done.
Hey, Sean, this is your wall spray guy, man.
Oh, what's up, brother?
Not that much. So my big star down is the referees and not, to me, still showing Dallas still hasn't, shown me a lot yet. They played a little better on defense speed-wise, but how really good or bad is the Giants also? Let's see now.
Yeah, they're bad.
They're boring too.
They're boring. Man, it gotta suck being a Giants fan. That's what I wanted to ask Paul Schwartz yesterday. How much now Jets versus Giants talk is there in New York with Rodgers there and how boring New York is? And you were right about Daboll. You're wrong about Sirianni, but you're right about Daboll. Man, I want to punch him in the face. Good God. He looks like, and right now I feel like I could take him because he lost all that weight on the Pilates. Jason and Mesquite. I believe where the KNC masterpiece will be today, broadcasting from Buffalo Wild Wings. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, I want to star up Jerry Jones for continuing us to sell us this garbage and star down for the fans that we keep buying it and eating it up. I got to tell you, boys, we got three slackens coming in the next 3 weeks, and I can't wait to see the chaos and the turmoil that's gonna come from it.
Shellackings, you said.
Yeah.
All right, I like the term.
Pittsburgh, Detroit, and 49ers.
Yeah. You don't know what Atlanta is. In Atlanta, then the Eagles, and then the Texans. Last night just staved off the heat. That's all that did.
Yeah, and I mean, look, again, there are certain things about it that you've got to give them credit for. A lot of it, though, is just, okay, you didn't fix an issue. It's just you went up against a bad team. It's still not sustainable. There's still things about it that are questionable. But you've got... Shoot, Justin Fields coming up, the Detroit Lions run game, the 49ers run game, then Bijan Robinson, then Jalen Hurts and the Eagles run game with Saquon Barkley. I mean, they've got a tough stretch of running backs coming up.
And then the Giants, their offensive line's been in shambles for 10 years now, at least.
Casey and Shiner. Casey, you're next up on 105.3 The Fan. Go ahead, boss.
Hey, man, shout out to that last caller because he was absolutely right. But my start down is the play calling. Mm. The play calling we have for our $100 billion quarterback and our $100 million receiver is very lame. Like, we're calling plays for a JV football team, it looks like. And that's all I got.
Thanks for the call, Case. Am I the only one who feels like, it's CD or nothing, and it's like force-feeding Lamb, too?
It is. I mean, Cooks had that one play down near the red zone.
Yeah. Why would a team, again, Belichick, why would a team just not double him? Every single play.
Yeah, and I mean,
harder to do from the slot. Like, if you take CeeDee Lamb out of it, it's a little bit of Ferg and nothing.
Well, you do have to account for Hunter Lipke when he's on the field.
Right.
So when Lipke's
especially
on the field,
12.
Yeah, when Lipke's on the field, you're going to have to commit two defenders right there. but, yeah, he is obviously a main focus for any defense Lamb is going to be, because that is their biggest weapon. Tolbert has not shown an ability to do anything to threaten you. Cooks is, I don't know what the issue is with Cooks. If it's a Cooks thing, if it's a scheme thing, if it's a Dak thing, there's just something not right there. They can't get him working no matter who the opponent is. But I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of schematic questions, I think, right now.
Cooks is, yeah, Cooks is, I think he's just getting old. Tolbert, I was disappointed last night. I had him 28 and a half on the over-under, on the yards. 28 and a half. And he got the 24. And he had been money this year. I think he hit the over in every game so far on his yard total. So I was kind of pinpointing that. So a little disappointed, because I think on that third and 12, there's some people that were saying he was supposed to run a different route, maybe ran the wrong route on that third and 12 that went to Lipke. But you got to get more. I'm going to need more than 24 yards. I needed 28 and a half. I need 29.
Should have bet the over under 1.5 penalties on him with his early early flags. Casey in Waxahachie. Casey, you're next up on Sean and RJ.
Yeah, I got a star down for Mike McCarthy. I understand Tyler Guyton is a rookie, but I don't understand how they cannot get that guy some help. A chip block here and there, something. They're just leaving him out there to die, and I don't understand why they can't get Deuce involved a lot more. I mean, Zeke's running like he qualifies for AARP or something.
Thanks for the call. Ooh, Watt, Hutchinson, Bosa. Around the corner.
Oh, baby.
For Guyton and Steele.
Well, I mean, Choppy will tell you we don't have to worry about Watt. So that one, you're fine.
You know?
But more on that at 8:40. Chop, you're going to be set straight. But, I mean, yeah, I was surprised Deuce Vaughn only got 4 snaps yesterday.
Deuce Vaughn sucks.
I'm just saying.
All right, let's just stop. I wanted it to work out. It was cute. I fell for the preseason. He hasn't done anything. Like, he has a little bit of elusiveness. He probably has the breakaway speed more so than any other back in there. He's done nothing. So, if anything, he's been on the field too much. So, I disagree with the last total from that standpoint. He can go.
I'm still surprised, though, that they didn't, with the screens that they were running, so they ran more screens than they had. I'm surprised Vaughn wasn't out there for that more.
Did Turpin get a touch last night?
I don't remember him getting one. Let me look.
Wes in Corpus Christi. Wes, you're up next here on The Fan. Wes? No, he gone. Derek in Dallas. Derek, you're taking over Wes's spot. Go ahead.
Hey, Sean, RJ, how's it going? Bobby, how you doing too, man?
Great.
My star down is going to be Guyton. They need to get some help over there with that guy. I know he got some more developing to do. But my star up is Hunter Lukey. That guy's looking like another weapon to me.
Thank you for the call. We're going to have to make Lugie. Hunter Lugie.
Hunter Lugie.
Yeah. We're going to have to get him on the show.
Did you?
Need to get him some shine.
I'm not a fan of the – I'm a big fan of Dak Prescott. I've not been a fan of the Dak Prescott nicknames, though. So his nickname apparently last night that he revealed for Hunter Lipke is Fiasco. Like Lipke Fiasco, like Lupe Fiasco. I think it's a stretch.
Okay.
I think it's a stretch.
It's clever.
What about his nickname for Carson being Seatbelt?
I don't think that's a good one either. It restricts the defense. You. I don't know how that one works. I don't like Butter Aubrey either. It's just I would take the nicknaming responsibilities away from him.
I'm trying to evaluate and judge how good you are in judging nicknames.
You think those are great nicknames?
No, I don't think they're great, but I don't know. It's like me evaluating college quarterbacks. I don't tell you who's good. I just drag them down. I haven't heard you throwing out any great nicknames yourself. You just crap on it.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to, over the next little bit, when we're in the commercial breaks, by 8:40, I'm going to have nicknames for all three of those people that Dak has already nicknamed, and we'll see if mine are better.
All right, there you go. What a tease for B-Low,
B-Bell.
Were the referees the problem or a Mike McCarthy football team? The commercial-free expressway with our final giveaway of the week. Boys the Men tickets sending you into the weekend. Say it like Boys the Men with the Oh Baby.
Oh Baby.
There you go. Next.